Really, there aren't any injuries to talk about today other than Dwayne Bowe had a quad contusion. That's why he and strain. That's why he did not play today. Donald Stevenson didn't play because I need to get the guys that are going to play at the beginning of the season ready to go. And we need to do a better job there. So all in all, I've got to make sure that I put the guys in a better position to do things. And then when given the opportunity, we've got to make sure that we execute. I thought after the first series, the defense did a nice job offensively. It clearly wasn't good enough. And whether it was protection or blocking, we've got to seeing holes, you know, whatever it might be. Everybody had a piece of the pie on it. So throwing the ball, I mean, it was there was no rhythm, and we've got to do that. Again, that's my responsibility as a play caller to make sure that we get the guys into rhythm and do a better job there. And then we need to execute better in the red zone. Time's yours.
Andy, what's your level of concern regarding the offensive line and the depth issue with it?
Well, you know, the depth, I want to make sure the guys get in there and have a chance to work. We had a new right side, new right tackle, and new left guard up, so they needed the work, and I left them in there a little bit longer so they could get a little bit of that. I think they're good players, so we'll continue to work and get ourselves ready for that opener.
Can you talk about Jeff at right tackle and the two guards who you shoved in?
Yeah, listen, there were issues, so I probably need to look at the tape before I say too much here, but obviously it wasn't good enough. You know, the quarterback was hit too many times and in pure pass situations, and you can't do that.
How tough is to have a little continuity with no Jamal, no Dwayne, no Hemingway, no Stevenson, who you won't have, but how hard is it to get that rhythm?
Yeah, well, I think, listen, if there's a positive in that bit that we had there, it's that some young guys had an opportunity to play, and we'll be able to have that on film and be able to evaluate them. So, and if they're guys that we end up keeping, then they're guys that got that much more experience under their belt.
The scoring zone issues, can you talk about it a little bit? I mean, Alex had two interceptions in the scoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, I could have done better with the call, and then once the call's made, we've got to be more secure with the ball, and that's one of his strengths. So they got the best of us tonight on that.
It seems uncharacteristic of Alex to throw, you know, two interceptions like that. Was that just some younger receivers kind of working?
Well, I'm sure it's a combination of things, but inevitably he's throwing it and I'm calling it. So that's probably where the fingers need to be pointed at the two of us, and I'm the one that's coming from me first. So, you know, I've got to go back and look at some of our red zone things.
I got to ask, 7-2, you're at the 3 or whatever. Why a 21-yard field goal to make it 7-5? Why not take another shot at the goal?
Well, there's a lot of things in it, Randy, but the way we were moving the football at that time, I thought it was the right thing to do. Plus, I'm trying to get a look at the kicker and give him an opportunity so we got another kick under his belt.
Man, you know he can make a 21-yard field goal.
Well, we're hoping he can.
Speaking of the kicking competition, what can one of the two do to earn the job? What are you looking for?
Well, just continue to have the battle go. I mean, they're very close right now, so we just keep rolling with it.
So how do you feel about the team's depth at this point, Andy, as you're getting ready to pare down the roster and trying to give guys looks and this and that?
Well, certain spots, I think we have some depth. At other spots, we're young, with potential there. We've just got to keep getting better.
Well, I'll just follow up on the kit. I mean, so next week be Ryan's, or how did?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I haven't got that far yet, Randy.
All right. Thank you.
All right.